Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And with me today, helping you achieve financial freedom, is Christopher. Now, you're probably saying, okay, so who's Christopher? Well, Christopher just happens to be a Lifestyles Unlimited member. I know, go figure, right? But he has a really interesting story. You see, Christopher did everything that he was told to do in life. I mean, he wound up in the oil and gas industry, and he served a 14-year sentence. Yes, you heard me correctly. I said a 14-year sentence working in the oil and gas industry. But in August of 2020, he made an informed decision that it was time to step away from that lifestyle. Because at that very moment, he had wrecked a career that he spent 14 years building. And he's okay with it. He is like totally okay with it. So some of you are thinking, wait a minute, man, this guy's working in oil and gas and he's like doing really well. He's got a 14-year career, but you know, he didn't get to like some place of retirement with his 401k or whatever. He actually retired after 14 years in oil and gas. And that's a true statement, except oil and gas really had nothing to do with it. It was the fact that Christopher joined Lifestyles Unlimited back in March of 2016. And at that very moment, he made an informed decision to take control of his life, to regain the control that he had given up when he went into the oil and gas sector. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to welcome Christopher to the show. Christopher, it is so good to have you here. I am so interested in getting into your story. Are you ready to share it with the world?
I am. Thank you, Al. I appreciate you having me on.
I have to tell the audience an additional piece of information that I left out. Are you okay with me sharing your age?
Sure.
Well, let me just ask you, how old are you?
I am 37.
So you're 37 years of age. You're fully retired from corporate America. What, are you bored? How did you do that?
I'd have to thank Lifestyles Unlimited to help me get there, the education side of it, and building up my business to give me the opportunity to say sayonara to corporate America.
So what was going on in that corporate America world? I mean, I know in the oil and gas industry, you guys work like exceptionally hard, and there are massive pressures that are put upon you because, I mean, at the end of the day, you guys are supplying the world's energy. So, I mean, that can't be an easy gig, can it?
It's not. Yeah, and I worked for the largest pipeline company in the United States, downtown Houston, Texas. I lived in Katy, Texas, so a nice little 45-minute to an hour commute each way. And had to be there at 6 a.m. in the morning. So brutal commute, long, lengthy hours. And I had my first son in 2016. And, you know, fighting that brutal rat race and not having much time with my son in the evening by the time he went to bed, I knew that something needed to change.
That's got to wear on you, man. I mean, the fact that you bring a new life into the world and you have all these great plans about how you want to help raise that child and you want to guide that child and you just want to pour love on them. But a business relationship that you made in the form of employment is detracting you from that goal.
Exactly. And it was. It was indeed.
So what caused you to try and step away from oil and gas and get into this real estate stuff? I mean, what was going on in your world back in the day?
Yeah, so I mean, oil and gas treated me well. I was making six figures. I was plugging along, but you know, I was always capped on raises, bonuses, those type of things. I always knew I wanted more in life. And before I even found Lifestyles, I bought a single family house with a couple of buddies and realized I had done everything wrong. We still made money, still did well, but you know, once I got educated with the Lifestyles education, I realized we did a lot of things wrong. So yeah, I knew I enjoyed real estate and always had that interest, and Heard about it from a family friend. My dad's best friend that he grew up with went to the same college, same fraternity, so we trusted him. And I went to an event, liked what I heard, and signed up for the two-day class pretty shortly thereafter.
Now, do you recall that two-day training? Do you remember going through that?
I remember it vividly because that moment is what changed my life. And my life was actually changed within the first 5 minutes of attending.
You know, tell me what was going on in your mind while you're sitting there in that two-day presentation. Now, did you happen to go through when Dell was still teaching?
So I was fortunate enough that Dell was the teacher of this class. And I went in and sat down. I was very engaged, very interested. I wanted to hear more. As I mentioned before, I had already had an interest. I knew I wanted more than corporate America life. And in the first 5 minutes, he discussed and talked about what a majority of people do. And I realized I fell right into that of working in corporate America, saving in your 401k, working till you're 65, 70 years old or older, and then retiring and living off of that 401k money and savings. And you hope you die before it runs out. And when he said that, it just a light bulb aha moment went like, oh, my goodness, that is my trajectory in the path that I am going on. And that is not going to be for me. And so I was fully engaged from there on out for the rest of the two-day class. I joined and have never looked back.
What was the big takeaway from the two-day? I mean, at what point did you go, okay, I know exactly what path I need to follow?
Yeah, so the originally started single family, which I was all about. I really didn't know much about multifamily. And when he started discussing through the multifamily piece of it, I knew that ultimately that was my goal of where to get to. And so after joining, I started the education process and preparing myself to go into the multifamily route.
Okay, so at the age of 32, you're having an epiphany because all of a sudden somebody is teaching you something that nobody else in your life has been able to teach you, and now the reins have been taken off. So we're getting ready to go to break, and what I don't want to do is I don't want to ask you one of those level 10 questions that's going to take you about 4 minutes to answer. So I'm just going to stall for a second here, Chris, and I'm going to remind the audience that when we're talking about the two-day, what we're talking about is the financial education course that everybody in Lifestyles Unlimited takes. It is the first thing you have to do, because without education, there's no way for us to help you wreck the lifestyle that you're trying to wreck. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how Chris retired at the ripe old age of 37. Yeah, that's what it says, 37. Stick around.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, let me reset the stage for you. Chris, at the age of 32, was working in the oil and gas industry, working really darn hard, working a lot. Well, Chris, how many hours were you working?
Like between 40 to 50, and then, you know, that's not counting the hour commute each way travel time as well.
Did they give you one of those phones where they could contact you at any time at their own whim?
Oh, yeah, it was 24/7.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that, because when you said 45 to 50, a lot of the oil and gas guys are going, oh, is he a part-timer? But then when you add the, you know, the phone component, that just blows up your hours, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So back in the day, you were working real hard. You got that six-figure job that, you know, you were gunning for. Everything is going great. You find out about real estate. You find out about Lifestyles Unlimited. You go to Lifestyles Unlimited. They teach you things that you have never known before. So now you're at a point in your life where you're seeing a branch in the road, if you will. You can continue down the path that you're on, or you could take the other fork in the road and you could go down a different path. Tell me what it was like choosing that alternate path.
It was very freeing, and it gave me new goals and things to try to achieve. I took the information to heart and just began taking immediate action with education, going to the networking events, and began investing right away.
What is the first asset that you acquired? What kind of asset was it?
Yeah, so when I joined, I wanted the full education from the full piece. Even though I knew I was going multifamily, I started single family. I purchased 4 single family homes, and I did 3 passive investments pretty much right away.
Okay, and did you get those done like in the first year of membership, or did it take you a little longer to deploy all that capital?
I would say right away for the first year to year and a half, all of those were completed.
Okay. Where did you get the money from in order to invest?
So I had savings, and then also, you know, like I had mentioned, I took everything to heart. I did tons of research and educating myself, and I was on my second job in oil and gas, so I had access to my 401k fund. I had gone through that path of saving 6 to 10% of 401k, so I had quite a nice little nest egg built up. And I took those funds to begin my investments and, you know, buying a single family and doing 3 multifamily passive investments.
Do you realize that the hair on the back of the necks of a lot of people listening to us just went right up when you said that you tapped that sacred 401k funding?
I am. I've had the conversation with many of my good friends. They still won't do it. I've tried to convince. And, you know, I'll tell you what, as soon as I stepped away from my job, I did it with all of my remaining funds and went all in. And I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Why is that?
It gave me freedom and access to those funds instead of just sitting there tied up, making me, you know, little returns on just what the market was paying. And plus, it was staying in there. It wasn't paying me monthly. Whereas now I have access to all those funds. I've redeployed them in passive income producing assets that now pay me monthly. And it gave me the opportunity. And this is what I was trying to tell people when I was doing this process. I had people fighting with me and arguing of why not to do it. I still did it, went ahead with it, and it has now given me the ability to step away and retire in my 30s.
You know, they think you're nuts. They absolutely think you're bananas that you're doing something against what we have been taught is the sacred cow, right?
That's true. That's very true. And, you know, that's why I've had that battle with talking to people of, you know, my path and trying to share what I've done to achieve what I've been able to so far.
So ironically, In a 5-year period of time, you were able to step away from corporate America, but I'm guessing some of those people that you were arguing with that were probably in corporate America, they're probably still in corporate America, right?
They are all still in corporate America, yes.
And, you know, do you have conversations with them, or are you just kind of like, hey, you know what? I gave you the good news. You don't want to deal with it. I'm on my way.
Yeah, I've tried to. Some of them have stopped asking questions, but then on the reverse side, some have seen that I've stepped away, and it's engaged their interest, and they started reaching out to me and asking questions and trying to see how they can potentially get involved now.
So it's almost like you were the guy that went out to the edge of the cliff and kind of looked down and went, you know, I think I can jump off the cliff and I can land in the water. And everybody was standing around waiting to see if you were going to hit the rocks, right?
That's exactly right.
Okay, but some of them realize that, you know, you can clear the rocks. You can actually get into some very deep, beautiful waters that will take you away to a different land than the land you're at.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so in 2016 to 2017, you've repurposed a lot of these funds. Now you have 4 single-family properties. You're passively invested in 3 multifamily deals. Was that enough to get you to a place where you could walk away from corporate America?
No, it was not. And, you know, I did it just to start building some funds and cash flow coming in, as well as the education, specifically on the multifamily investments. I wanted to see how deals were together, how they're structured, the communication that comes out, just to try to build upon it and be the best that I could be, because I knew that one day I wanted to be a lead investor. And so, you know, after getting that education, becoming Lifestyles Unlimited Lead Certified, discussing with mentors, and then also becoming IROP certified through the Houston Apartment Association, decided to take the next step of the level of purchasing my own property.
When did you take down that first property?
The first property was purchased in September of 2018.
Okay, so you really didn't sit around for a long period of time. You got busy, right?
I did not. I used 2017 for education. I started looking in 2018. And, you know, I'm a little picky. I'm very conservative. So I made sure to make sure it was the right deal before I jumped in. I ultimately did find it and closed on a 58-unit property in Victoria, Texas. And I've absolutely loved this one.
Okay. Now, did you have to sell any of your previous assets, or did you still have money available in order for you to do this additional investment?
So actually I did. I sold all of my single family houses, and I did that to now fuel and have, and I sold them all for gain, which was really nice. And so I was able to use that money now to fuel my passion and get involved in some multifamily assets.
Okay. See, there are folks out there that are a little confused right now because they think that when you buy those single family properties, you have to hold them for a long period of time. But I'm guessing, and you'll probably tell us the real truth here in a second, I'm guessing because you bought those properties correctly and you captured equity in those properties, and because the markets were doing what the markets were doing, that enabled you to step away from those investments.
That's true. Yeah, I sold all four at gain. Made capital gains on all four.
Okay. Now, did you do like a 1031 exchange, or did you just say, hey, you know what, I'm just going to roll the dice and get into the next deal?
I did not, and I'm glad I did not, because you know the multifamily is a different animal. And then you know once I started getting involved in multifamily and found out about cost segregation and was able to have accelerated appreciation added to my taxes, that was just a wonderful win moving forward here.
So actually, buying that multifamily property helped you out tax wise on the sale of those four single families that you purchased.
It did significantly, and it has every year thereafter.
Now, you're not a CPA by trade, are you?
I am not.
Okay. I'm just checking because, you know, most people think, well, you have to be a CPA to figure out all that stuff. And the real truth is, no, you don't. You just have to be a Lifestyles Unlimited member, because all we're going to do is teach you exactly what you need to know. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of the deals Christopher took down. Stick around.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. You know, I realized something at the break that I just have to share with everybody. When Christopher was born, I was a junior in college. And why do I bring that up? Because it really doesn't matter what your age is. It really doesn't matter what your experience is. When you come to Lifestyles Unlimited and you agree to become a member, and you focus on the education that we provide you, and you take that education, you put it to work in your life, you're going to get the results that you're looking for. Now, I actually am 20 years older than Christopher, and I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with that. Ironically, Christopher found Lifestyles Unlimited a little over a year before I did, so he's had a little bit more time to get himself not only to retirement, but to focus on the lifestyle that he's always desired. And I think it's just awesome that somebody in their 30s can come to our organization and get the results that we talk about. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about right now. We're going to get into the first deal that Christopher put together. Now, Christopher, did you just go willy-nilly onto like LoopNet and just, you know, see a property and go, oh, that's the one I want to buy, and just, you know, write an offer? Is that how it works?
I did not, but thank you for those accolades, and that's the abundance mentality and what's so great about Lifestyle. So thank you for that, first of all. And then,
oh, you're welcome.
To your question, I actually got some multifamily brokers' contact information. I was still working full-time at the time, so I had to do what I could. I was blowing them up, calling. Your first deal, they say, is always the hardest. That is the truth. You know, you have to be very active, motivated, I took my lunch breaks. I would drive over to these multifamily brokers' offices in Houston, meet with them to show them, you know, how sincere and that I was to move forward with this. And ultimately, all the hard work paid off. I had one call me and say, hey, I've got one. 58 units in Victoria, Texas. Now, at the time, I didn't know much about Victoria, Texas, but I educated myself very quickly, and I took the next day off of work and drove down there with her to take a look and tour the property.
So what did you see when you got there?
Well, I was immediately impressed at what I saw. Just the location of the property was ideal. It was on a main street centralized in Victoria, right across from the high school football stadium, which everybody knows in Texas, high school football is king. On each side of the property was a very large church, and then on the other side was the fire department. So very safe and secure area, a lot of drive-by traffic, and I actually loved the property itself.
What was the opportunity with this property? I mean, it sounds great. It actually sounds like the type of property that I might look at and go, yeah, it's not filthy enough. It's not worn down enough, and I may pass on it. But you didn't pass on it. What was it about that property that really caught your eye?
Yeah, so the owners, they had owned it for 14 years. They managed it very well. It was well above 90% occupancy. They were taking care of it, just doing general maintenance. But, you know, after 14 years, there was some opportunity zone. Walking the grounds during the tour, I noticed a few open areas where there was room to add things on. Also just new painting, fixing fences, like all those type of things. And so, you know, I kind of jotted it down, and whenever we were able to get under contract, I came in with a pretty healthy rehab budget of what we did and kind of put the vision into place out there.
So what was your budget for that property? Well, how much money did you plan to spend to renovate what needed to be renovated?
The total rehab was $290,000.
Did you just write a check for that, or how'd you pay for that?
Oh, I didn't. That was part of my equity raise when I did the syndication to raise the fund for this deal.
So you had partners that came alongside you. Now this is going to shock some folks, but this is your very first deal. You're 30 something years old. People are probably looking at you going, what experience does this guy have? Yet you probably had no problems raising funds from the Lifestyles Unlimited community. Did you?
I did not. And, you know, ultimately I didn't have a track record. So the first one is always the most difficult, but you know, I put together a very nice investment summary, the plan that I had to put into place, and other investors saw the opportunity and jumped in on this investment opportunity with me.
And that's the key thing right there is exactly what you just said, Christopher. The other investors are also educated to the same level and the same standard that you're educated to. So when somebody like you says, hey, man, I've done my homework, this is how this thing should play out, I have great belief that we're going to get to where we're trying to get to. As a matter of fact, I've got my mentor in my back pocket telling me everything's good to go. What that communicates to me as a Lifestyles Unlimited member is that Christopher has got his ducks in order, and if I don't consider investing with him, it's a lost opportunity.
Yes, agreed completely.
I mean, that's just kind of how it works in our culture, right?
You nailed it on the head.
So what did you wind up paying for this property that was in pretty decent condition?
Yep. So the closed in September of 2018, and the purchase price was $2.9 million.
All right. So $2.9 million plus another, what, $290,000 in renovation. So what does that get you up to, about 3.2, 3.3 mm-hmm. all in? Okay.
Right.
What did you do to improve this property? I mean, if it's physically in good shape and you only have like a $290,000 budget to do some minor improvements, where did the real value come from in this deal?
Yeah, so we did a pretty significant upgrade on the exterior, updated all the signage on the property to the two corners to a new modern look, also added a dog park. I'm a huge dog lover, so that I really love doing that. In the center part of the property, there was an open field area in between the units, and so I took that opportunity to add a playground set to try to make the community feel. The pool, upgraded all of the pool furniture. I called it the Walmart special of what was out there. It was all the old plastic furniture. So did really nice new bright green pool furniture there. And then offset to the pool did a whole outdoor kitchen pergola grilling area for the resident.
You know, I'm looking at your property right now because you have a very good web presence. And I'm not going to disclose the name of the property just because I know you don't need people, you know, coming over and checking it out. But man, this is a neat looking property. It's got beautiful brick frontages. You have the blue doors, which complement the brick. The pool is gorgeous. I mean, this looks like a really nice place for people to live.
It is. Thank you very much. Yeah, the door color was one that my wife and I, we picked out personally. So we wanted it to pop and show from the street, and it does.
You know, David Fisher likes red doors.
The red doors?
Yeah, you know, he's a red door guy. So, but you're a blue door guy, right?
I am a blue door guy.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm leaning towards the blue doors because I like the way it complements your property. So how long have you held this thing for?
So purchased in September of 2018, and I'm actually currently in the middle of a refinance right now on this property.
A refinance? Do you need money to fix stuff? Is that why you're refinancing?
No. we're refinancing because we were able to increase the value so significantly that we're able to pull out some funds as a cash distribution to all the investors.
Wait a minute. You're actually going to give your investors their money back?
Yes.
How much are you projecting right now?
So very conservatively, a minimum of 75% upwards to well over 100% return on investment.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand what you're saying. So if I had invested, let's say, $100,000 into this apartment complex, now I did not. I'm not an investor in this deal. What you're telling me is that you're going to give me back $75,000 or maybe even the whole $100,000 back to me, right?
That's correct.
Am I out of the deal now?
No, you're not. No, we still own the property. It's been cash flowing very early on, been paying out quarterly distributions. And then following the cash out refinance, where everybody gets the big chunk of their money back, or if not all of it, we're going to continue paying out distributions moving forward.
So how long are you going to keep this property?
Not exactly known. It's kind of my baby. It's my first one. It's doing so great. I love the team out there. So this is, you know, now that we're doing the refinance, with how great this property is, probably a little bit of a longer term hold.
Okay, this is some good news that Christopher is sharing. We come back from the break. We're going to kind of break it down a little bit because he threw out a lot of great information and you need to digest it. We'll be back right after this.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, let me summarize what Stephen and I were talking about at the end of the last segment. Let me just be real clear with you. About 3 years ago, he bought his first apartment community. He brought some Lifestyles Unlimited members along with him to invest in that deal because he needed additional capital to go after the asset he was trying to take down, and he took it down. Fast forward about 3 years, and he is going through what we call a refinance event. In other words, he has been able to position that property to where the values have gone up significantly enough to where he can refinance that asset and pull out most, if not all, of the investor's money. This is the takeaway, folks. If he is able to refinance 100% of all of his investors' money, what happens is this. the investors still retain their ownership rights in the property. None of that's changed. The money that comes back to the investors, well, it's tax-free because all we're doing on the property is we're changing the financial structure. We haven't sold the property, so therefore capital gains don't even come into play. So the investors get that big pile of money back and they go, oh, well, I already own this apartment community here with Christopher. Now I have more money to buy into more apartment communities. This is how it works, folks. And here's the most beautiful thing. Those investors, as of the time that Christopher is able to potentially return all of their money, if he's able to return all of their money, they have $0 invested in the deal, yet that deal is still going to pay them cash flow. That deal is still going to pay them in the future when that property transacts in the form of capital gains. And those returns will be infinite because they will have $0 effectively invested in the deal going forward. Christopher, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I love this deal. It's been a home run deal. You know, I'm so fortunate to have been able to get in there and put into place, you know, my goals and things that we were trying to achieve.
So you didn't stop with that property in 2018. You actually went out and you got a second property, did you not?
I realized very quickly that this was a joy and passion of mine. You know, once we did the rehab and I saw the change to the community and the improvements that we made, I knew that there was a bigger play at hand. So I knew that's something that I wanted to do moving forward.
And I'm sure in your mind, you have solidified that everything that you have learned and everything that you have done in concert with what you have learned, it all works.
It does, yeah. And so I didn't stop there. I purchased an additional three. So I own four properties now.
So did you just go out and buy three properties, or did you have a systematic approach on what you were planning to do for future acquisitions?
Yeah, there was a systematic approach. Purchased the second one in early 2019, the third one late 2019, and I just closed on my most recent in March of 2021.
So you've been pretty busy.
I have. Yeah, I had a goal to try to get out of corporate America. When I first joined Lifestyles, my goal was to be out by 40, and I beat it by 4 years. So
I think that's just impressive. I mean, I'm absolutely blown away with your results. I mean, you were able to go out and repurpose money that people had told you needed to sit in a 401k, and you realized that that was stupid. So what you did was you went out and found an education that would allow you to repurpose that money effectively. You went out and repurposed that money. You've changed not only the lives of yourself and your family, you've also helped to change the lives of all the people that have invested with you. And I'm not even going to stop there, Christopher, because I know for a fact, there are well over 270, maybe close to 300 families that you have touched because you're providing them clean, functional workforce housing. Oh, and by the way, it's probably better than anything else that they have viewed when they were considering your property to live at.
Yes, that's very true. Yeah, it's a total of 288 units that I own right now. That's something that I take a lot of pride in, of improving the property, adding amenities, fixing the current amenities that are on site, and making it a true community feel. I host resident events typically monthly at the site to just try to, you know, make it family, community-oriented living.
I'm just blown away, dude. I'll be honest with you. I'm just blown away at your results. So
thank you very much.
Was that the number, 288? Was that the number that it took for you to step away fully from corporate America and say, hasta la bye-bye, baby?
Actually, it wasn't. So I stepped away after the third property, and that was in August of 2020, and then went my full-time job then became managing and operating the current three and then trying to acquire the fourth property, which I was able to do so and closed in March of 2021.
Okay. So you were able to do it in less than 200 units.
Correct.
Wow. Three apartment communities over a time span of what, about 3 years, was enough to get you to step away from a six-figure job in corporate America.
Yes, that's correct. And then now that we've had the fourth, that gave us the opportunity to have my wife step away. And we've recently, I've relocated my family about 4 months ago from Houston, Texas to New Braunfels, Texas. So we're now living in New Braunfels, which is closer to the two most recent acquisitions. And it's my primary focus moving forward on future acquisitions.
All right. So I got to ask a question. It might sound flippant, but I'm just going to ask it anyway. You okay with it?
Sure.
Do you worry about money anymore?
I do not. No, I mean, everybody worries about money to a certain extent, but I'm not worried because I know the path that I'm on. I know what I've built to this point, and I know the trajectory of where I'm going in the future. And I have full faith and confidence in my path of where we're going. And I know that money will not be a problem.
Now, do you self-manage all of your apartment communities, or do you hire third-party management?
So I don't. I have third-party property management. The reason for that was, you know, when I started this, I had a full-time job. So, you know, putting some of it out to where I was managing the third-party management company of the deals was what I needed to start. Since then, I've gotten hooked up with another member that's managing my two most recent acquisitions that I view him and his wife as very close friends. I look up to them as mentors, and it's just a good working partnership. So as of right now, I have third-party property management on all of mine.
And it's working out fine for you, right?
It really is. I've been very fortunate to have very strong support from those groups.
Now, are you considering maybe building your own management company, or is that something in the future that you're thinking about doing or not?
That could potentially be in the long-term future. For right now, just with the relationships that I've built and the path and rate that I want to grow, the path forward right now is to continue to use third-party property management.
Okay. I mean, if it's working, why break it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, you know, I'm just curious because, you know, it seems to be an individual choice amongst the members that do multifamily. Some guys want to do their own management. Some guys don't want to do it. And there's pros and cons for both. I'm thinking having that third party management working for you, it just tends to free up a little more of your time, right?
It does. It does. To focus on, you know, some of the other bigger points of, you know, the factors of what I'm trying to do to increase the value across the board for all the properties, as well as looking at new acquisitions to try to add to the portfolio.
Talk to me about your current lifestyle. I mean, what has all of this investing done to change the lifestyle in your household?
It has completely changed it to the fact of my wife and I have now both stepped away from six-figure corporate America oil and gas job in Houston, Texas, doing the rat race. The hour commute, the lack of time with our son. My wife is pregnant. We have our second son due in February. So we have now moved from Houston. We live in New Braunfels, Texas. We're able to pick and choose where we want to live. I'm now closer to my properties. I can get to them easier. I control my schedule throughout the day. I pick and choose. I know there's some days where something else is going on with my son. I spend time with him, and I work late that night. I have that flexibility now to control what I do.
So how much time do you legitimately spend a week focused on your real estate business?
You know what? I mean, right now, as a lead investor, I do spend a lot of time because I have a lot of partners that are involved in these projects, and they are all relying on me. And I take that very seriously. I do spend a lot of time on my four. I'm on constant calls. I go do site visits. I'm always looking and talking to brokers, looking for new deals. So, you know, I'm very actively engaged, but that's because I choose to be and because I want to, and I want to continue to grow.
Sounded like to me you're working on your business, not in your business.
That is the definite epitome of what is happening right now. That is exactly it.
So, I mean, everything you're doing, it's for the benefit of your family and the goals and objectives that you've set, correct?
That is very true, yes.
It's probably a lot better of a feeling to pick up a phone call knowing that you're going to talk to a broker about a potential property as opposed to getting in your car and driving from Katy, Texas, all the way down to Houston with, you know, 30,000 of your closest friends all parked on the interstate next to you, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, Christopher, I've got about 20 seconds left. I mean, if you could say one thing to the listeners, what would you say to them?
I would say that if you're thinking about it and you want to change your lifestyle, you're tired of the rat race and the grind that you're going through, there is an alternative. There is a route. I'm a living story of it. I've done it. There's nothing special about me. I just put in the time and effort, and I listened to the education and mentorship group that was at hand there.
Yeah, I mean, that pretty much sums it all up. Christopher, I want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to be a guest on today's show, because it has changed somebody's outlook. It's going to help. And if you really want to get started, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Get yourself signed up for a free workshop. Let us show you what we showed Christopher.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.